Jesus is welcomed into Mary and Martha's home. Both are showing hospitality in their own way. Mary is listening to Jesus intensely. Martha is busy in the kitchen. It would be rude not to pay attention and listen to your guest. And it would be rude not to feed your guest. They actually make a pretty good team, Mary and Martha do, in making Jesus feel welcome into their house. It only becomes a problem when Martha reveals her inner world, the unrest, resentment, and the anger brewing there in her heart and in her mind. Martha comes to Jesus and says, "Lord, do you not even care that my sister has left for me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to help me," she says to him. "Martha, Martha," Jesus says, "you are worried and distracted by many things." Jesus' response is to, as it were, hold up a mirror in front of Martha so that she can get a better view of herself. He wants her to be aware of her many distractions and worries. He's not trying to give her more to worry about. He's not trying to add guilt and shame to her anxiety. He is reaching out to her in compassion, just as she has already reached out to him in hospitality. For Martha, it was having the most important dinner guest in the history of the world. At the end of Jesus' ministry, she'll get another chance. Just 6 days before his crucifixion and death, Martha will serve Jesus' dinner again. How rare an opportunity, however. Hospitality is clearly one of Martha's spiritual gifts. It is her love language, as it were, to cook and to serve food to those whom she loves, especially her master, this Jesus of Nazareth. But at some point, she loses sight of that joy. And maybe it is the sight of her sister Mary sitting calmly and contentedly listening to Jesus' stories. Jesus will tell all his disciples later, "Do not be anxious about your life, whether you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on, for life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." Jesus will tell us to look at the birds of the air and the flowers in the field to see that God richly and daily provides for our bodies and our lives. And that by worrying, we cannot add a single hour to our lifespan. Distractions and worries can slowly sneak up on us one at a time. We take on more and more responsibility. We agree to do something. We begin to plan ahead. Our planning slowly becomes worry. Distractions and worries can slowly sneak up on us. And when it takes hold, we look around those around us with a growing critical eye and judgmental spirit if we're not careful. If we're not careful, self-righteousness will set in, just as it did with Martha. "Lord, do you not even care that I am doing all the work?" Before we know it, we are like Martha, overwhelmed with all of our demands. Our imagination gets the best of us. Our brains are wired to come up with the worst-case scenario and outcomes of our troubles, it seems. It's how we often survive. And anxiety is one of the most common, if not most common, mental health challenges in the United States today. And even those of us who consider ourselves mentally healthy will struggle with worry and distraction. Worry and distraction robs Martha of joy, the joy of her master's presence. And even more importantly, the presence of the Word made flesh. She may be able to hear Jesus teaching outside the kitchen, but she is not listening. Anxiety has prevented Martha from the joy of the moment, a moment that is preciously rare. Jesus of Nazareth, the Lord of glory, the Word who became flesh, is at the dinner table. Mary and Martha were so blessed and privileged to entertain such company. And Martha, if she is not mindful, will completely miss that opportunity. As we are all called to serve the body of Christ, even those of us who are nobly, what's called nobly the ministry, we still all have the potential of being filled with distractions, worries, and conflict. And Jesus is here to remind us that this is not the way of the cross and the way of Jesus. This is not the path of the Prince of Peace. Martha, Martha, Jesus says, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her. The one thing needed is Jesus himself and all the benefits that that relationship brings with him. It is being guided like Mary is by the voice of the Good Shepherd. It is hearing and listening to the news of forgiveness and eternal life that he brings. It is what Jesus promises, that peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, Jesus will say. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. The one thing needful and needed is to fully take in this moment. Take it in, Martha. Take your mind off yourselves. It means fix your eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. The word of Jesus is here for you, Martha, and for you, dear Christian, to lift us out of our distraction, our worries, and all of our fears. Christ is here to bring us peace and joy, which he says transcends human understanding. His Spirit dwells in us to bring us the assurance of acceptance, forgiveness, and a bright eternal future. Like Mary and Martha, today we have a rare privilege to sup with Jesus. We get to come to the dinner table with him together, the Lord of glory who gives his own body and blood with the bread and the wine. He promises to strengthen and to preserve us, to melt away our worries and deliver us from the tyranny of our anxieties. Jesus gives us the better part, his own self in the body and blood of communion. He gives his life to purchase a place for us in heaven. He sustains us by the word of his power, just as he does the whole universe. We have the privilege, the peace, and the joy of the better part of the kingdom, Christ himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.